We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Joe, are you there?
Hey, Ray. Joe here.
Yeah, hi, Joe. We're having some problems here. Tell you what, just tell me what the story is about HartfordBusiness.com, and it has to do with Lego.
Yeah, so Lego's former North American corporate headquarters in Enfield is on the sales block for about a year now, and months after they vacated that site about 6 months ago, the landlord there, Wynn Stanley, they're Connecticut's largest commercial landlord. They changed course in the last month or so. They retained a new broker for the facility, trying to drum up some new sales interest there. They think they have a competitive price point there, just $2 million for this massive 105,000 square foot complex. Wow. They've only had a couple buyers interested at that point, but they're firm on that asking price right now. It's about half of the assessed value, but there may be some difficulty selling that property at this point.
Of course, as does everything. Does it have anything to do with COVID, or was this COVID, or does this happen anyway? Was this on its way?
No, this issue has been going on for a while in Connecticut. There's been mixed reviews and reusing and redeveloping some of these closed office parks in Connecticut. Of note, some of the successes of note is in the Aetna's $170 million complex over in Middletown is now a FedEx distribution center. But maybe on the other side where there hasn't been as much success, Bristol-Myers Squibb facility in Wallingford, they vacated that research facility a couple years ago, and the new developer there hasn't been able to find a buyer or a new use for that facility. And there's a number of issues that come up. You have a stagnant office market. You have rising construction costs. And the local opposition at planning and zoning meetings is also a big factor. People worried about traffic impacts, environmental impacts. There's many different factors when these companies are either looking to move to cities or they're looking just to downsize their footprints.
So in other words, this is the land of NIMBY is kind of the way we work it here. And understandably, I can understand why people don't want things to change. It's the land of steady habits, after all. If you take a look at this, Joe, and we've talked about this before, you know, what exactly is going to be the future in that we've talked to any number of companies who have basically had big offices downtown and all that. They're still paying the rent, so there's that. But people are working at home, and you kind of wonder what's going to happen to commercial real estate when, in fact, we get out of this thing, whenever that may be.
Well, it looks like everyone's in a holding pattern right now. No one really is making big decisions, long-term decisions. I was just talking to some brokers in downtown Hartford the other day about what's going to happen downtown with the tenancy right there. And no one really knows what's going to happen. Of course, like you just mentioned, those tenants there, like Aetna and, Travelers, they're locked into these multi-year lease agreements. So nothing has happened yet. But what you might see, at least this year, is maybe a couple of renewals won't be re-upped for next year. But as far as commercial real estate goes, they're going to be taking some type of hit. As you said, remote work becomes more of a trend. And as companies look to just downsize their footprint, especially during these uncertain times with the pandemic.
Yeah, and you have to know, you have to remember, UTC and their gradual move southwest is now in Farmington. So, the Gold Building now has a bunch of empty floors that were, of course, leased by one of the biggest companies in the area, UTC. So it started a while ago. But what are the reasons behind that? Is it economic? Is it trying to get the bottom line? Not specifically in UTC, but what are these guys thinking about? Cheaper?
Well, as the new millennial workforce, breaks into these corporate environments, they want, spaces with more amenities. They want to be in cities. Like I said before, it's going to be interesting to see if there's going to be a suburban migration. Some of these campuses, like the Lego facility in Enfield, may be a beneficiary of companies saying, you know, let's move out of the city for a while. Let's go to an area that's less dense like Enfield. At the same time in Enfield, you have Mass Mutual, who is moving out of Enfield, and they're right. They're bringing those operations to Enfield. And that property, a massive property in Enfield, remains on the sales block, about 430,000 square feet there, about 1,500 employees moving out of that facility. Maybe there'll be a buyer that comes in there that says, you know, let's go to a suburb while this pandemic kind of subsides.
Yeah, it's part of it. And I would imagine also, I mean, I don't know what square footage rent is downtown, but I suspect it's probably cheaper in the suburbs.
It is cheaper in the suburbs. Downtown, you're looking at about $21 per square foot. Class A space, which is a little bit more higher end, $23. And then you go to the suburbs in Hartford, you're looking at about $18 asking price. And, you know, last year alone, the commercial real estate market kind of had a bad year. The whole region outside of Hartford lost more than 500,000 square feet. And a lot of that was in Class A space, which is, again, higher revenue space. And, you know, why this is important, you know, you're talking about a significant amount of empty space being added to the suburbs. You have shifting employment levels. And, again, municipal property tax revenues are being out of whack when you got someone like Bristol-Myers Squibb getting off the tax rolls. So, you know, towns and developers are working eagerly day to day trying to recruit some companies back into the state. And, you know, there has been a lot of success, especially with the Middletown facility where Aetna used to be.
Yeah. And, Joe, as you say in your story in HartfordBusiness.com, if you want to follow up on this, you certainly can. So two stories, 105,000 square feet. It's right in Enfield, close to the big shopping mall. So, you know, you got all kinds of fast food. It's a great thing. Seems to me like it's a winner. But, nevertheless, there is also the possibility somebody could buy it, tear it down, and use those 24 acres for something else.
Right. The brokerage firm I talked to that just took over that listing, they would hate to see it be knocked down. Obviously, they're going to weigh a bunch of different offers here. But they say it's move-in ready. It doesn't need any major renovations. But like you said, it could be bought by someone at this cheap asking price and knock it down and go into an industry that is more fruitful right now, especially distribution warehousing. Maybe someone like Amazon would look at this as a good investment. $2 million for a property this size, 24 acres.
Yeah.
A lot of people think this is an absolute deal. So it'll be interesting to see if someone has a different idea for it.
Hey, Joe, it's always great to talk to you. We will do it again in the very near future. Seems like you've got a handle on this, so let's talk about it. Joe Cooper, thank you much, buddy.
Thanks, Ray. Talk to you soon.
Okay. HartfordBusiness.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.